pretty little thing, and I love to turn them on. Boy, I let you be my Levi jeans, so you can hug that thing all day long. Baby, you play too much. Selling me super shots. I'm looking super hot. I got the perfect pose. Baby, I'm an animal. Baby, I'm a centerfold. Set it up, I love to go. Too tough, no prima donna. I possess too much persona. Say, where you get that from? You need to meet my mama. She be at church all day. Come be my nigga night. So we can run it back. Like, and every time I see you, I just wanna grab you. Then I let you touch it, and you can't let it loose. Smoke a chocolate, caramel, oh, I act a fool. Every hour on the hour is waiting for you. Pretty little thing, and I love to turn them on. Boy, I let you be my Levi's jeans, so you can hug that thing all day.
Friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
Being prepared is a key component of an enjoyable day out. The National Ski Patrol reminds you to be physically fit and to have your skis and bindings checked and tuned by a professional and to have your boots properly fitted by a boot fitter before you arrive at the slopes. If your gear is not functioning properly, it increases the risks of injury while skiing or boarding. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 3rd, Chuck's Comedy Club is starting at 9 p.m. over at Hunt Union's Waterfall. On Tuesday, February 4th, bring your gently used clothes and small housewares to the campus, their store located on next to the Starbucks. At 9 p.m., there's a Trivia Tuesday happening with Activities Council that's located at the Red Dragons Theater starting at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, February 5th, there's a movie night happening at 7 p.m. located at the Red Dragons Theater. Join the Women's Gender Studies and Gender Sexual Alliance Department for a showing of Pride, an inspirational 80s film set in London. A discussion led by history professor Dr. Matthew Henley will follow to learn about the history of gay rights in the United Kingdom. On Thursday, February 6th, there's an art gallery reception at Fine Arts from 5 to 7 p.m. Also happening that day, All Things Natural is hosting Love Notes and Life Goals at FitCell from 6 to 7 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
How can it be you and me? Might be meant to be, can't unsee it. But I don't wanna cause no scene. I'm usually so unproblematic. So independent, tell me why. Cause the boy is mine. Something about him is made for somebody like me. Baby, come over, come over. God knows I'm trying, but there's just no use in denying. The boy is mine. I can't wait to try him.
Monica, the remix, and then there was Levi's Jeans, Beyonce, Post Malone, and then Us featuring Taylor Swift by Gracie Abrams. So, yeah, that was our category for Best Pop Group and Duo Performance. All right, moving on to the big one, Album of the Year. So, our Album of the Year winner that most people, unfortunately, don't agree with is Beyonce has won Album of the Year with her album Cowboy Carter. Now, I love Beyonce very much. However, I do believe that there were better albums to be chosen. For example, I think Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish may have been one of the best albums I think I've ever listened to. So, like, I got, like, a top five albums that I've ever listened to. And Hit Me Hard and Soft is, like, probably number one. It is so amazing, and it's really disappointing that it didn't win any Grammys. Yeah, so here is a couple of the Album of the Year songs. Before I do that, nominations was New Blue Sun by Andre 3000, Cowboy Carter, Beyonce the winner, Short and Sweet, Sabrina Carpenter, Brat, Charlie XCX, Jesse Volume 4, Jacob Collier, Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie Eilish, Chaperone, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, and The Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift, which also won no Grammys. So yeah, without further ado, we'll go over some of the songs from there, starting with Sabrina Carpenter with Taste.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. Fever, like I'm burning alive.
Did I cross the line? Well, good things don't last, and life moves so fast.
just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
You.
So, high school from the Tortured Poets Department, and that song is about none other than Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce made it to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs. So amazing. Super Bowl is coming up. Make sure you guys tune in and watch that. I believe Kendrick Lamar is doing the halftime show, so that would be cool. All right, so I had another category picked out. I was going to do, I think it was like dance pop, best like dance pop track or whatever. But I think I'm running out of time and I have some honorable mentions that I really want to play. So I think I'm going to play those instead. So I was just watching the Grammys, right? I was just sitting there and I was like, all right, this is like cool. And then a commercial comes on and all of a sudden, Lady Gaga's dancing to a song I've never heard before. And it turns out it was a music video premiere because I go on Instagram after and it's like, oh, by the way, Abracadabra is out now and the music video. I was like, what? For those of you that don't know, Lady Gaga announced that her new album Mayhem would be coming out March 7th. So, coming up soon. We've got like about a month from that. But she just released a single and it's really good. Some other music news. The Weeknd put out an album called Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's been a long anticipated album and it's finally out. It's got some really good songs on it. And I would recommend listening to it in order. In addition, The Weeknd also performed at the Grammys, which was really cool to see because he boycotted the Grammys. So that was kind of interesting to see. And he did perform some of his new songs. In addition, Beyonce has announced her Cowboy Carter tour. I don't know if the dates are out just yet, but all I've seen is that the Cowboy Carter tour is coming. In addition, Tate McRae a while ago announced her new album So Close to What, which is coming out February 21st. So that is coming up pretty soon. We got some singles. We've got Sports Car. We've got Two Hands. And It's Okay, I'm Okay. I think those are going to be on the album. Yeah, those are great. I think the album's going to be amazing. And last but not least, today... Sabrina Carpenter announced that the Short and Sweet Deluxe album would be coming out, and it has a feature with Dolly Parton on it. So that'll be really cool. We don't have the date for that just yet. At least I didn't see it. It could be out now. So yeah, that's your music news. All right. Well, you guys are lucky and in for a treat because I have Abracadabra by Lady Gaga pulled up right here, and I'm going to play it for you guys along with some other Grammy honorable mentions. So... without further ado, here is Abracadabra by Lady Gaga.
Watch it burn. Don't waste time on feeling. Use your passion. Oh my God. Hold me. What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do. If it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to.
Crazy, and I'm alone. take it easy on me, baby, cause I tried with you. Saw my life with you. End of time with you. Now we're strangers and I hope that you still cry.
we're jumping the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like a two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. I'll be a backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa. Tried to pull away, but it's time for something new.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
trigger on the gun I gave you when we met. I wanna be close to you. Break my heart and start a fire. You got me overnight.
Just let me be close to you. Close to you. Close to you. Close to you. Just let me be close to you. Close to you.
Close to you, Gracie Abrams, her hit single that I personally believe should have been Grammy nominated or even the album, but you know what? That's okay. Well, that just about wraps up our Grammy recap show for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. You know, I always like to do some, whenever there's an award show that has to do with music, I like to kind of recap it because I think that's important, you know, to like kind of just like look back at, you know, the last year or so of music. But, you know, it's 2025 now, so, you know, you never know. I mean, we're going to have some pretty great releases, but I think 2024 was definitely the year of music, so it's great, a great year to look back on. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do for my next show yet. It's still going to be next Tuesday at 2 until 4. My plan is to hopefully have a, maybe do like a nostalgic kind of vibe, or I've also been trying to gather some show tunes that might be cool to do. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you guys can always call the station for requests at 607-436-2711 to call the station at Studio A, and we will, you know, take your request, and if you so wish, we can put you over the air and have a conversation with you, which would be super fun and amazing. I believe next up we have DJ J-Lo, for you guys, so make sure you guys stay tuned, keep it locked for that, and I will see you guys next week. Have an amazing week, and actually, no, have an amazing rest of your week, because it's almost Wednesday. Alright, see you guys.
I went looking for an answer, came back with a couple notes. Got a taste of what I'm after, no forgetting what I saw. go back to the beginning. Saw the writing on the wall. Got this feeling and it woke me right up. Someone knocking on the door. Hello. And I didn't wanna listen there. But you can't believe it. Take it from me. You got another thing coming straight for you. Told you. It's a bad premonition and it's coming true. What to do? Can you just give me a sign? And for once, can I be in the right place at the right time? The right place, in the right place, in the right place at the right time. Just give me a sign. And for once, can I be in the right place at the right time?
Shear, better known as Erin Darling, class of 2003, and this is Eating Upstate on WONY. Coming up, I'll be highlighting two local restaurants, Brushland Eating House, located in Bovina, and Tiny's at the Hampton General Store.
This is WONY.